Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, so let's do this now. Let's talk a little bit more about the situation with the Browns and what's going on. I love having our next guest on. He's always outstanding. You remember him from roaming the sidelines with the Browns and all throughout the NFL. You can come get some with him right now on TV. He is former Browns coach Greg Williams, and he is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. Thanks for having me on. And when I hear the introduction, it brings a big smile to my face. You know, I love that area. I love everything about it. You know, and again, I'm moving up to that area. I finally sold my home in St. Louis. And so it's great. Always enjoy being on this line.
So you're going to be locked in. You're locked in 24/7 now, right? Because you got family here. That's why.
Yeah, right. I got family here. I'm going to be locked in 24/7. You know, right now, I happen to be in Excelsior Springs, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City, because I drove in here and surprised for Thanksgiving weekend. I surprised my parents. My dad turned 91 a couple of weeks ago. My mom is 87.
Wow.
And my dad has ripped my ass and chewed my ass, you know, since I've been here. And so it brings back great memories and smiles.
What's he said? Get a job?
Oh,
and
yeah,
you said, come get some, Dad. That's what you said to him, right?
I said it to him, but you'll love this, is that we watch the games together, and he has his opinions, and back and forth. And, you know, last night, you know, he had the same, you know, some opinions, too, about the game. It was funny as all get out. And I said, well, you haven't changed a bit. And he says, and you haven't gotten any smarter.
I love it. Hey, you know, there's a million questions I have about last night's game. I need your expertise on this one. How was Jerry Jeudy open so much last night against a team that's been very good defensively, in fact, really good inside the red zone? How did the Browns pull that off last night?
Well, a couple of things. First off, I thought Kevin and Ken did a really good job formationally on declaring man or zone coverage for Jameis. And they did a very good job on doing some pre-snap declarations so that Jameis would know this. But Vance kind of uncharacteristically played a lot more zone coverage, and Jameis understood that. Now, the zone coverage came from the ability to run the ball, and I think that maybe Denver was a little bit more concerned about the run than obviously when your quarterback throws for 490 yards, You know, you might want to make sure that they try to run the ball. But that was an interesting there, too. And as you see, since Jameis has been the quarterback, you know, some of the records that Judy's setting receiver-wise, he's gone from, you know, being 30th in the league on targets and receptions, now up he's in the top five in the league. And that's just because of Jameis and his relationship and or understanding about what each other's doing.
Coach, I mean, I'm sure you've had guys that have played sort of with a chip on their shoulder. Does it make a difference for a guy like Jerry Jeudy walking into Denver and this being sort of a get-back game for him? Does it make a true difference?
Yes, it does. There's no doubt about it, because you're looking, as a coach, I'm looking to try to find that kind of a spark each and every day, each and every game. But yes, it does. And if it doesn't, then you don't belong. And in the National Football League, if you can't carry that edge each and every week, but then it even ramps up higher when those type of situations going back in that stadium, you don't belong in the National Football League, because it's such a – the parity is so strong and everybody can flat play, and the only way you're going to have a chance to stay one more day is play with that chip on your shoulder.
Greg, when you see that Jameis Winston, let's just say you just woke up this morning, you're like, he threw the ball 57 times for 497 yards. When you have a quarterback that's throwing the ball 57 or 58 times a game, doesn't that normally mean bad news? Like, that means you couldn't get your running game going.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you put it that way, because you would know that I'm going to be the guest speaker for the entire week in the offensive line room and the running back room, and we're going to do things, joint meetings together. Because why can't we run the ball? For what reason can't we? And again, I did that when I became the interim coach at the Browns. I did that same thing. And, you know, and again, I smile on my face the very first day that I'm the head coach on a Wednesday practice. You know, defensively, you know, we're kicking the snot out of them like we had for 2 years already. And we have five fights in practice. And, you know, defensive line and the defensive guys are just slapping the offensive guys around, and I pull them all together at the end of practice, and I rip the offense about that. You know, how you continue to take this stuff. You know, you're going to have to fight back. The next day, the next practice, we had 37 fights in the very first team period. So I had to call them all. I call them all together, and I said, "Well, it looks like we finally dropped our testicles, and now offensive, you guys are now starting to fight back." And then at that point in time, I said, "Now look, every fight from now on is going to be $5,000 for that person, and then I'm going to double it: 10, 20, 40, 80. I don't care. I'm going to keep doubling it if you continue to fight, because now." We have that mentality. We have that understanding. And then, boom, that's how we turned it around. And the offensive line at the Browns, and back in that time I was there, I mean, there are big-time Pro Bowlers there. And there's some big-time, really good, hard-nosed players there right now. They have to get that physical. This is my blade of grass. This is my yard. This is my space. I'm knocking you out in order to run the football. Because Nick Chubb has that. I'm telling you, he's one of the best guys I've been around, and that mentality has to be that way so you're not putting so much pressure on the quarterback.
Greg, from a coaching perspective, you look at Jameis Winston last night. Obviously, you, as a coach, you're disappointed with the loss. But how do you go about evaluating that from an individual perspective? You throw for almost 500 yards, but you also have the three picks and the two pick sixes. Are you encouraged by that performance overall, or is that one where you step back and are sort of disappointed?
After a win, if those kind of things were going on, I'm tearing testicles off. I'm blistering that person or anybody else. But after a loss, okay, I'm still going to be pretty strong on those mistakes, but more encouraging. But that's been a history with Jameis too, and you know, making better decisions, and then the ability and again. You know, a lot lower level. I played the position of quarterback, and I was an offensive coordinator for 10 years, too. The biggest thing that has to be overemphasized is an incompletion is not a bad pass. An incompletion is not a bad pass. You don't take a sack, and you don't, okay, turn the ball over. And those things have to be continue to be emphasized. And it's not something that is, I guess, overemphasized that you're slowing people down. I see people talking about that, you know, that they were doing that with Caleb Williams, or they were doing that with this quarterback, that quarterback. Hey, you didn't play. You have no idea. Go ahead and continue to make commentary about that. But that's not what goes on. You have to make the correct decisions. And I really, really like what Kevin and Ken are doing. And if people, there's not enough comments out there right now on how they've morphed the offense back to Kevin's regime of the offense and doing things that Jameis can do. But there were a couple of throws last night in my head, you know, and I think, and what in, you know, went through that thing. And there is a science of talking back and forth with each other. A player can understand within 10 seconds whether you're full of crap or not by not being able to understand what he has to do. And the fact that I ask questions and it's a back and forth between me and you, all of a sudden that particular person has a understanding, hey.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Coach Williams knows what he's talking about. I need to listen to him more. And he needs to have that discussion more with Ken Dorsey and throw an incompletion.
It's interesting you bring some of this stuff up because we were talking about what Troy Aikman said about Deshaun Watson being an albatross and where they are with that. And that, you know, we've watched Kevin for the last 2 years be able to take Jameis Winston and be able to take Joe Flacco and make something out of nothing when it came to the quarterback spot. Well, what does this all say about Kevin, the offense, and having patience with him as a head coach?
Kevin's a really good coach, you know, and I just shake my head when people, you know, again, they're out there making the comments about, you know, he's not very good or whatever it is, you know. And again, mom and dad don't take enough blame because their son is doing things that mom and dad let them do their whole life, and mom and dad couldn't do it either. Kevin's a good coach. He is a very, very good coach. There's a different style of coaching. There's a different style of interacting, and he's very intelligent. He's a very good coach, and I do, and I watch him like a hawk on the sideline. Every single coach that I've ever coached against is once I get the personnel packages matched up, all I do, I don't look at the field until it's time for the ball to be snapped. I look at the sideline and watch what's going on and interaction and the thought processes and stuff and how long they're holding the piece of paper up against their mouth and making the call into the game. Now I don't have to worry about that. I watch Kevin whenever the TV will put it on there. He's a really good coach. And now, Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry is a really good GM, too. And they've done some really, really good things on how they have, again, got guys coming in there and improved the roster drastically from the time I was there. Now, it's about fitting in with the people that you do have. Find out those mistakes as quick as you can and get on to the next game.
The conversation today has been pretty heavily on the offense, but I think defensively, the Browns a little stunned too. They couldn't stop the run to save their lives. They didn't get to Bo Nix for all but two QB hits, no sacks. I mean, what did you see that went wrong defensively then for the Browns?
You know, I appreciate you saying that because I know, you know, everybody knows Jim Schwartz and I go back to being on the same staff together. And I hired him back in the late 90s at the Titans. And I think he's an outstanding coach too, and I think he's got a strong staff there. Now, the number one best offensive coach in my 36-plus years in the NFL that I've coached against or coached with is Sean Payton. And Sean Payton does an outstanding job and an understanding of competition imbalances, competitions, advantages and stuff. I thought he did a really good job, and he's gone against Jim Schwartz in many places at Detroit and Philadelphia and at Tennessee. He's gone against him in many places. So Sean keeps a very detailed scouting report game by game by game. I thought he did a very good job, and let's talk about this. You see how well Sean has changed the habits of Bo Nix. In the very first four games of the year, you're saying, oh, Sean Payton, what a stupid pick. Why did he pick him with the 12th pick? He could have picked somebody else. Hey, now and take the next 8, 9, 10 games and see what he has done on decision processing and how he goes about formationally, okay, showing the quarterback what the defense is doing. I will tell you this. I was a little bit shocked that they were able to, you know, get a couple of explosive passes. And the one, you know, the one long one right there, that was a trick coverage that Jim has done and I've done for a long time, where you're playing the Tampa cover two, but you're showing a cover three, a middle of the field close with a safety, and all of a sudden Denzel's got to run back and play the half. And Denzel was inches away from making an interception because they baited Denver into throwing that vertical route. So Jim Schwartz baited that route to come out, and then boom, Denzel had a chance, okay, a close chance to make that play. And again, one more time about Sean Payton. He's also one of the best coaches that when he can predict zone of running the four vertical concepts. And you saw a lot of that last night where he was running four verts, so that now if you mess up, I got a chance for a big explosive play. And a couple of those happened last night.
Don't you think Sean's waking this morning going, I got this great red zone defense. They're great at goal to goal. And what did the Browns do last night that everyone else hasn't been able to do against Denver?
You know, and again, they made very quick decisions, and you did. And those are some of the quickest decisions I think I have seen Jameis make. And I think they did a very, very, very good job in the zone coverages. And for whatever reason, Vance played more zone, okay, down there than normally that he did. And boom, they had really, really good answers to that. And Ken and Kevin both had good answers to that. And, you know, it was a I want to hope I can bring a smile to your face, because both of those guys, Jim Schwartz and Vance Joseph, dominant, really good defensive coaches. I was so pissed off last night because it looked like we were allergic to play defense on either side of the sideline. Okay, you know when you're talking about 500 yards on one side, 400 yards on the other side, you know, I'm thinking, holy cow, I'd have been, you know, pissed off and wouldn't have been able to sleep all night long.
Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, last question for you. When are you done with the media stuff? When are you going back on the sidelines? I'm going to ask you every time I talk to you.
Very quick. Very quick, yeah. So I've got a lot of things going on, and a lot of people are calling and talking to me about it. But again, I think I told you guys and the fans too, I walked away from a couple things in the NFL the last 2 years because I told Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson that I'd help him do this in the UFL. It was the XFL, because a minor league is very, very, very important to the National Football League. And I talked to Roger Goodell about this also. You know, they need it. They're the only professional sports league in the world that doesn't have a minor league. We did for a long time with the World League, with NFL Europe and all that kind of stuff, where the NFL was bought into those. Now, the NFL needs to buy into this UFL. But there's going to be some openings, you know, come up here right now that people are calling and talking to me about, so we'll see.
Sounds like a plan. Greg, as always, thank you. Come get some with Blake and Greg Williams. You got to make sure you check that out as well. Thank you for your time. We always appreciate talking to you, my man.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you very much. And, you bring a smile on my face on come get some, and I'm glad you didn't say the last word that I usually use, too.
All right. Happy holidays to you and the family. Thank you, Coach.
You too. Have a great day.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Greg Williams, former Browns coach, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll digest some of the things that he said, and we'll get back to the Browns Therapy Tuesday.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.